Petula Martin is back with more business news.
Thanks, Gavin. Insolvencies will likely be close to 1,000 by the end of this year, according to PwC's latest insolvency barometer. It shows that business failures rose by 41% in the first quarter of this year when compared with the same quarter last year. SMEs are experiencing the most casualties, and hospitality in particular is feeling the pressure. Ken Tyrrell is business recovery partner with PwC Ireland, and he joins us in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Priscilla.
Can you begin by talking us through the SME insolvencies?
Yeah, so what we're seeing is SMEs are dominating the insolvencies over the past quarter and indeed looking back to last year. So in the past quarter, we've had 223 insolvencies. 185 of those are SME liquidations. And when we look at the numbers behind, they're on the smaller side of SMEs as well. So we're seeing a lot of pressure with the smaller entities kind of across the board.
And why is the hospitality sector affected more so than others, do you know?
We're seeing the numbers there. If we look at, say, hospitality versus retail, although they are similar numbers in terms of insolvencies, per 10,000 companies, hospitality is three times worse than retail. And it's kind of the general economic environment where it's a bit less spend out there. It's putting a bit more pressure on hospitality. People have a bit less money, rising costs for the operators. And that's all just putting a bit of a squeeze on hospitality.
Okay, on those rising costs, ISME recently launched a campaign to save jobs and save small businesses. And the Restaurants Association support it. They're concerned at the rising cost of doing business and government-imposed labour costs. This insolvency barometer appears to prove that their concerns are based in reality. Are rising costs putting SMEs out of business?
If we look at the overall trend on insolvencies, they have been artificially low for the last couple of years. And although they're increasing at 40% quarter one versus last year, it's really just that they're returning to the long-term average. But we are seeing an increase in insolvencies at the SME level. Hospitality is probably leading that. So costs are definitely having an impact on that.
Are businesses using the rescue processes that are open to them?
Unfortunately not. Only 3 out of every 100 insolvencies over the past year are a rescue process, be it SCARP or examinership. So they are very underutilised over recent years.
Okay, and a large number of businesses are still carrying a significant level of warehoused tax debt on their balance sheets. What's your advice to those companies?
Yeah, so there's a big deadline coming up on the 1st of May where businesses have to reach a PPA, a phased payment agreement with the revenue in relation to that debt. And if we look at the top end of that, there's 5,000 businesses owe an average of 280,000 each. And about the top 200 owe 2.5 million each. So there's fairly significant sums at the top end of that. Our advice to companies is they need to engage with the revenue early, reach that agreement, because there's very penal interest rates if you don't reach an agreement, 8 and 10%, and the debt becomes collectible immediately. So we'd urge businesses to engage quickly with the revenue.
Is revenue providing any leeway there?
I think the interest rate obviously been reduced to 0%, and the revenue have kind of reduced the upfront requirement on installment. And I think in time, we're just going to see that period for repayment is going to be extended. So the revenue have shown some signs of movement, but I think this one May deadline and how many businesses actually reach a PPA with the revenue will tell a lot.
Okay. How do Ireland's insolvency rates compare with UK rates?
So UK rates for the past couple of years have been about 2 to 2.5 times as high as Ireland per 10,000 companies. In Q4 last year, they actually had a record quarterly number of insolvencies with 6,500 insolvencies. So they are seeing a lot more distress. And similar sectors to Ireland, retail, hospitality and construction.
Okay. Ken Tyrrell, business recovery partner with PwC, thank you for coming in to us.